Hello and welcome back to Intrepid Assholes Cthulhu Edition. When last we left our intrepid investigators, they were in the midst of a battle with Sarah Patel, as well as being beset upon by Byaki and ghouls. Sarah managed to throw us off the road, and Andermain managed to somehow miraculously go from pretzel pie to not dead. So let's see if we get any answers to any of that today.
All right. Now it is Duke Knuckles' turn.
All right. I guess I'm going to hobble my way over to that group and pull out the six shooter. You know, to, I guess, be on the ready to fire at anything that might get near us while we formulate some sort of plan. But I'm just going to ready myself. I'm not going to fire yet.
Okay. You're holding shot. Yeah. Holding action for what?
For a six shooter. If a ghoul gets close or something like that, or if one of the enemies gets close.
So if something approaches you, yeah. Right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Then it is now the Byaki's turn. So two of the ghouls, actually all three of them are still on top of the thing, or the Byaki's, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of them died yet. All right, so the Byaki's and the ghouls had fanned out to kind of make a semicircle around one side of where you guys are standing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically you can't continue up the road. Patel is standing across the road from you guys from where you hit a tree. Does that track with what you guys are seeing?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then her fire gin is effectively between you guys.
In the direct middle, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, how far ahead of her?
Like, maybe 3 feet.
Okay.
So.
I got a plan. All
right. So. The Byaki attacks. Who's standing from the truck? I'm picturing you guys kind of standing, not necessarily like in a straight line or anything like that, but kind of like in a small grouping, a couple of feet apart. Michael and Andermain are on the other side of the truck.
And I just moved over there. To
which means, yeah, they're on the counter side of where you guys are to Patel. So the Byaki actually lunges, and I'm going to say it is at Gertie. Did not hit.
Yay!
All right. The second Byaki jumps into the air, flaps its wings, and comes down for a descending attack with its talons at Sydney.
Oh boy.
And it also did not hit. She scrambles out of the way at the last second, and it lands in the earth, making a little puff of dust. All right. And the last one shoots forward to try to grab Morgan. Not even close. All right. Well, they're off their game today.
Olé.
Stormtroopers.
Olé.
Amu. Yes.
All right. Sydney, it's your turn.
I'm going to shoot the bastard Byaki that just tried to...
Which gun are you shooting with?
I'm actually going to be shooting with my revolver, even though I have the other guns, you know, magically stayed with me. I'm shooting the revolver.
Well, yeah, you like mastered gun magnetism, so.
As I was looking for them, I had already gotten the revolver out because I knew I had that one. So.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. And that one is up to 3 shots in a round.
Yes.
So, missed the first one, that's for sure. But I got the second one. Wait, a disadvantage, right? On the second one? Mm-hmm. All right, got the second one. And the third one. So. And that is going to be for a total of 19.
Oh, all right then. So you shoot.
Well, I shoot 3 times, but one of them I don't.
One of them you miss and you shoot it twice. And it actually, because it was descending on you, wings are flapping, your shots catch it underneath the base of the chin and blow out through the top of its head, killing it.
Woohoo!
Damn!
It is reared up and it's falling. I'm going to roll a luck roll for the ghoul.
Just thoughts everywhere.
It's a kind way to say brain matter.
Yes, just thoughts everywhere.
He's got just thoughts on
scattered thoughts. Spreading his opinion. Yeah.
Screw his luck. He's going to roll his dex.
Biaki that I just shot in his head is going to try and be dexterous?
No, no, the ghoul.
Oh, okay.
He managed to roll out of the way, but it wasn't very cool, and it caught one of his legs underneath the falling body of the Biaki. So he's going to spend next round extracting his leg.
Good.
All right.
That's right.
Andermain is he's not going to get a turn this round after miraculously healing and coming back from the dead, so he's still adjusting.
I don't trust him.
The ghoul, we'll start with the one that's trapped under that thing. It's trying to get out. It's kicking off the Biaki's corpse. An attack of opportunity is present for you, Sydney.
I will shoot it. Again.
You get to roll.
Well, no, the ghoul.
The ghoul. You get to roll at an advantage because it is a prone creature.
I got a 4.
Ooh.
And a 4 again. Mm-hmm. Man, this 4 has popped up a few times right
nice.
Now.
Nice.
Must be nice loading your dice.
So, so then that gets all 3. So that is 24. No, 25 because 14 and 11 is.
So, 25. For the viewer's sake, I'll describe the scene. The giant bukkake lands over the smallest character. Biaki. God damn it.
It worked!
The bukkake, he said bukkake?
He did. He even right, said it with a bu. Like
hey, say it with me. Biaki.
Bukkake.
The biaki lands over the 104-pound dripping wet woman with a ghoul riding on its back like a demon from hell. She points her gun up and shoots it through the brain. The beast falls backwards onto the ghoul. She casually walks up, just points the gun down, and pop, 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 and puts 3 in the ghoul's head.
That's right. They tried to attack me.
Triple quadruple
not
tap.
Not ghoul enough to get away from her this time.
That's right. That's right. Not ghoul enough. Yes.
All right.
He should try to hoof it next time.
That's not.
All right. Okay. That was an attack of opportunity. The second ghoul... the one that's near you, Gertie, strikes out at you from the back of its teeth.
No. Uh-oh.
I don't it like got an 8.
I don't like that.
No, it hit.
Ow. How bad are my ouchies?
We'll know in a second. 6 points of damage.
Ah, okay. I'm down to 12.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, I'm
I
so
know.
Sorry.
Right.
All right, and the last ghoul attacked you, Morgan.
All right.
With a 91, yay! It does not hit.
Lucky.
All right. Now we are on to ghoul Gertie.
Oh, yay. I guess I will shoot at the one that just attacked Morgan, or tried to.
Not the one in front of you? Isn't there one attacking him?
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
Give him the hurt, Gert.
Remember, he just hit you. What?
Gert.
Give him the hurt, Gert.
Gerby.
Gerby.
I'm just going to throw that out there. Okay,
Jessica. So one came down and attacked me. One tried to take him. And then what happened with the one that was going after Gertie? It just fell or tripped?
No.
I misunderstood her. What happened. Yeah, I missed the first time. Sorry.
The one tried to attack her, but it missed. That was all.
So yeah, I'm going to lean into self-preservation. And yes, I shot it with my revolver. Forgot to mention that.
Which one of the Biakis successfully hit you, right?
Yeah.
No, nobody.
No one's got hit by
none
a
of your things have hit anything.
The ghoul was on the hit. That's right. Previously you got bit by the Biaki.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I have a plan. And don't worry, it doesn't involve punching people.
Maybe it should. Sometimes guns are not the best.
That's plan B if this shit fails. Obviously.
All right. Well, I was going to have a plan, and then I got attacked, so I had to deal with that.
Ooh, that's a 7. Awesome. All right, so I made it twice, and I missed once for a total of 6 damage.
To the ghoul or the Biaki?
The Biaki.
Okay. Wait, don't you have spells?
She does. I don't know. I don't know what I'm allowed to do.
Dumo Guegua.
I thought you had like a whole sheet of spells at one point.
No, not for this game.
All right.
Let's restart.
It's a little late in the game for that. So.
Renew.
We'll just say you don't have any magic at this point in your magical experience that constitutes an attack spell. For now.
I just ordered apothecary. I don't know. I do herbs and shit.
All right. It is now Patel.
Balls.
So she moves her hands, and you can see of the bracelets. She has
Dr. Strange.
Three on one side, four on the other, right? And one of them's lit up. The gemstone is kind of lit up. On the other side, another one lights up. You don't see much else than that. Oh, like some leaves stirring and stuff as she's moving her hands around. Mystic passes and saying, gobbledygook. But it's your turn.
All right. How far away are they in yards?
It is not a big road. I mean, maybe 3 yards, 4 yards.
Right. So my theory is I throw an unlit Molotov cocktail because I'm not prepping it, right? Throw it between them. It breaks. The liquid spews in the area, lights on fire from him, catches her even just a little bit to stop that chanting.
It's actually way more of a solid plan than I thought he had.
Yeah, mate, shut up.
I thought he was just going to throw a Molotov cocktail straight at the gin.
Wow, look at it go.
It just gets bigger.
He's not that stupid.
Oh, my God.
It is certainly worth a try.
I know.
It's just, wouldn't I just make him a double gin?
Yeah,
I did make him a double gin. Did you make him a double gin?
Are you throwing gin and tonic? Are you throwing gin at the gin?
Yeah. A cocktail.
Can you push this?
No, what is it? Wait, I'm about to make a martini. Some vermouth.
Shades of nut stirred.
Gin and
gin
and tonic cocktail.
Yeah. Okay, so throwing a...
Ouch.
And it goes 45. Crazy.
45 underneath my 54.
That's very good, yes. So the bottle actually bursts at what would be the feet of the djinn, right?
Well, I want to get a little bit behind. I wanted to get in that clean them.
Well, I'm thinking of it. I mean, in that case, then you're not going to get it to ignite.
Okay, gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? It's going to spray past them because at the angle it's coming through. Is that you see what I'm getting at?
Well, because it was like, say you and me, right?
Yep.
Get it right behind you. You're the djinn.
Yeah.
And it gets pools right in between them.
Just so you know, that's a difficult throw because your angle is off on that.
All right.
Like you have to have a perfect arc going up, and that's not going
to
get you
like
there.
Get
it would have to be under a hard to get it.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so I'll take it.
All right. So with your 45, what you did do is it landed at their feet and sprayed back towards Patel. The alcoholic knights as it passes the djinn. And you see it whip into a cyclone of fire around Patel for just a moment, and then the flames extinguish.
That's not fair.
Well, I tried. Well, that.
All right, so is that that's my full turn, right? Right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
It's gonna take. I mean, you could move a little, but you got something in front of you.
Yeah. No, that's suicide. So.
That was a good turn. I feel like we learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, very helpful for you guys.
Yes.
All right. Azeroth.
I don't know what to do. I have a gun.
That thing is going to protect Patel.
How about that?
If you shoot at her, we can at least keep him from jumping us, because I feel like the djinn will fuck us up if he gets close. But if he stays on the defensive, we can at least keep him in place long enough for maybe us to get a druid bomb out there.
That's a good point. Do we have any more grenades?
Did you ask that? You have 6 seconds.
We have grenades.
Andermain's like reaching into his coat, pulls out the belt wrapped druid bombs.
Oh! Yes!
Let's not have you throw it.
Yes!
No!
Just throw it. You don't have to listen to what he says.
No.
You can get it, kid. Just throw it.
Towards where?
Hit that
gin. Perfect. You know, the only thing I can feel right now is he's like, yeah, kid, throw it. He throws it 4 inches, and it blows up you and him. And just.
I think we're in too close of quarters to really use a grenade.
3 yards. You guys are right on the edge of that.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Us, we're on the other side of the truck, so we're fine.
Okay.
The
truck's
going to
take a good chunk of it.
And throw.
Okay. Roll throw.
Is he near us?
He's right next to you,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You throw this.
You.
It's not his turn.
I will throw.
No?
98.
Okay, oh so God. You he goes to throw it and just literally drops right in front of him.
Oh my God, I'm dead. Probably killed us.
I mean,
I blame Andermane for this.
Nothing happens.
He should have foreseen it.
Nothing happens?
What is this? Magic doesn't even work anymore? I thought this is real.
I thought you didn't believe it.
Idiot, it has to catch on fire.
Oh my God.
Awesome.
Hey, Morgan!
And it is back to the top. Duke?
Well, guys, it's been real.
You throwing this thing?
No, I'm going to run in with it.
No! Knuckles, just throw it.
Leave
her no!
Alone.
No, can't take that chance. Y'all gotta save yourselves.
Duke,
No!
Duke Knuckles.
Just get it caught on fire and then throw the rest of the way.
What the hell are you talking about? Just throw the damn thing.
All right. I'm trying to throw it one time. But if this fails, just remember, Duke was ready to make the ultimate sacrifice.
Do you want different dice?
Here, do you want these dice?
You want yes. Space dice?
Space dice. Aw, have faith in your dice.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bro, okay.
Actually, wait, use these dice. Oh.
Yeah, guys, oh, five!
Five.
Yes!
Never mind. Good dice.
That's I'm underneath so my extreme.
So
yes!
Yes!
Okay. So, Duke cocks back and throws this thing.
Through the gin.
Fuck yeah.
Where it lands at the feet of Patel. It's caught on fire. And when it explodes, I'm going to roll some damage here in a minute. The fire djinn is extinguished. The other djinn is extinguished. And Patel is thrown back by the concussion because this wasn't just one of them. He wrapped three of them together.
Oh, it's the wrap, you said, right?
Elemental bullshit.
Yeah. And she was thrown back into the trees where you see her collide with not one, but two trees, skipping off the first tree, deflected into the second, where her upper torso hit it, hair goes flinging wildly, and she swings around and smacks on the ground.
I think I got her. No, you were an artist. Me neither.
I think I got her. That was good.
I guess she had to make like a tree and leaf.
She had to make like a tree and get the fuck out.
Okay, I'm glad I didn't sacrifice myself. I'm glad that happened to her and not both of us.
Yeah, that was
really 30. And like, you were apparently 35. Everyone's favorite because we were like, no!
Our good one fan
job.
Would be very upset.
45. Most of the damage was absorbed by the wind djinn. Or the air djinn, whatever you want to call it.
Wind djinn.
Wind djinn.
Wind djinn.
That was surrounding her. But yeah, she is in a heap on the forest floor.
Can we call it a draw at this point, Patel?
We still
I think she's unconscious.
Patel?
She is not getting up.
Patel!
Wait a minute!
We take the bracelets off. I know that has something to do with whatever she does. I don't believe in the magic.
So you guys still have ghouls and Yaki to deal
with,
so...
Give us a second, guys. We're doing something.
Excuse me, boys.
We just waxed your leader. Like,
Biaki's up. Yours is dead. The one in front of Morgan goes and uses its wings, which are now kind of folded. You can see the prehensile hands on the tip.
Little handy hands.
And it uses it to swipe a claw right at your face.
I'm sorry.
And it hits.
Balls.
Okay. It's only 2 points of damage.
Out of your, what, eight?
But it does, you know, give you a good slash on the upper cheek.
Yeah, another one for the books.
All right. The Biaki attacking you, Gertie, attacks. All right. It lunges at you, buffeting you with its wings and clawing. It is successful.
Ow.
Oh, hang on a second. I mean, it got a 40, so no matter what, it's successful.
Okay.
5 points of damage.
Ow.
Claws you multiple times. Rah, rah, scraw, scraw.
Scraw. That's like bow wow. Like, they don't say it, but you know.
All right, Cindy, you're up.
Well, I use all my shots in the one gun. So, actually, I think I'm going to go try and take the bracelets from Patel.
Nice.
Because I'm hoping that, I think I'm closest. They're busy, and I'm thinking that might help.
You have some kind of like knife or something, or Something she maybe grab a rock, so in case she gets up, you can just, you know, cable and aim her.
I've got a gun.
Whoa. How many guns, though?
They're on me. I'm just not choosing to use them.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Because the one, yeah.
I guess that's better than a rock.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Generally speaking.
All right, so you head over?
Yes.
She's definitely unconscious, and her face is smashed and bloody.
And I contemplate chopping off her arm with my saber, but... So I don't have to touch them. I don't know what they're going to do. But I think I'd just try and take them off without touching them.
As you pull them towards her hand, they actually seem to grow smaller, making it impossible to get over her hand.
Choppy, choppy.
Yeah, just take the arm with us.
I don't, but I mean, is she an evil person? We never really got the backstory here.
You know, she can probably regenerate it. It's fine.
She can probably, okay, no. Well, I mean, I try and take them off. They don't come off that way.
She lost the right to that arm after the second Jin showed up.
Yeah.
We can at least try to, like, constrain her, right? We don't have to, like, go mutilating people.
Out of game. Your character probably knows just enough that if you break the bone between the thumb... On the base of the thumb.
Oh, the old handcuff slip?
Yeah. The way you would slip out of handcuffs?
I feel like that's silly. You're saying the bracelets are magically getting smaller to stay on her arm. Why would they, like, they can only go so small?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like.
Yes, that's the logic we're going with.
Anyway, you can go ahead. You can cut her hand off.
I mean, is it...
cut her hand off.
Is it going to work then?
Cut her fucking hand off.
All right, back into the game. You've cut her hand off with your saber.
Oh, boy.
Good job, Sydney.
Just mutilating people now, unconscious people. I mean, come on.
It's fine.
That we're heroes. All right,
and you slide this. You don't know. She's just laying there. You might as well be slicing bread at this point.
Oh, God.
All right, you cut first one and then the other hands off.
And does she have them on both wrists?
Yes.
She's blinged out.
I'm so sorry, Sarah.
Cut. Yeah. You take the bracelets off and... as you watch without the bracelets on.
By the way, I have animal handling. I definitely know how to, you know.
She ages.
I told you it was ugliness.
Yep, I knew
what?
It.
I told you it was ugliness.
They should restore her ugliness.
People get ugly.
It wasn't age. It was just hideousness.
Yeah, she becomes ugly, but not like disfigured or anything.
Just old person ugly.
Just older and uglier.
Lovely.
Because she definitely looked like a woman in her... You know, maybe early 30s, but still beautiful, right? But she's actually very close to Windy Britches.
Yeah,
age.
I figured she had to be.
I feel really badly about this, but saving the world or, you know, disfiguring Sarah?
She good. She witnessed the Big Bang. She's fine. She's been gone a long time.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure we just killed her because she's going to be bleeding out.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't want to leave her to die.
I mean, shit. Just give her a hand up, you know.
Cauterize her.
Give her a high five.
Give her a hand.
You act like that's the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, you know.
While you're thinking about what you're going to do,
with all
it is Andermane's turn.
Yes, there we go.
All right. He stumbles over and pulls out his gun. He's still being supported by Knuckles. Oh, yeah, you're still standing. I thought you threw the thing.
Oh,
so you had
I
to let
imagine
go.
I kind
Knuckles
of
is still
Knuckles definitely
Knuckles
threw the
it.
Thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You threw it and sucked, and then Knuckles threw it. So
I was injured.
He's on the floor now.
No, he's standing on his own.
He's on the floor. He's probably huffing and puffing, but he probably can, like, you know, at least balance.
Michael was hindered by Andermane. Let's give Michael that.
I was hindered by Andermane. Sure.
You dropped
rock,
it at your own feet and went, oh, God, don't let me die.
The first rock slipped.
And then clung to Andermane. Don't let me die.
Hold me. All right. Andermane pulls out his gun and shoots at the Biake attacking Gertie.
Oh, thanks, dude. Unless you miss, in which case, fuck
right.
you.
Fuck you.
That's a hit.
Nice.
That was a hit. This is not a hit.
Oh.
All right. Well, a hit two.
Okay. It does not kill.
Yeah.
So that's a 15.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now it is going to be a ghoul.
Wait, the Biaki does not die.
That one did not die.
I just want to clear. Yeah. Make sure.
It did not kill.
All right, so it's the ghoul's turn. One ghoul. I gotta stop saying ghoul.
You sound like you're singing Monster Mash.
Right?
Yeah.
One ghoul reaches out to attack Gertie.
Oh, okay, okay.
But the one attacking you, it has disadvantage because it's Yaki just got shot and started flailing about. So I'll roll disadvantage at it. Ooh. It's a good thing it's got disadvantage.
Ooh, yeah, because that was an 8. Ooh.
Okay, that's over its attack, so not successful.
It was all, I have a perfect attack!
And then it shucked when it should have jived, and it no longer got the hit. All right, now the ghoul is attacking Morgan. It is not doing a damn thing.
Yeah. Right.
Morgan's just got dodging steez today.
Yeah.
No, unlock.
Weave, 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 weave.
Ducking, weave, ducking,
dodge,
weave.
Duck, dip, dive, and...
Gertie.
Yeah.
Dodge.
All right, I guess I'm going to go for that ghoul that just tried to take me out. Shit, I missed. Okay, I'm going to try again. Okay. 7. Nope, missed that one. Okay, so I matched for that. Let's see what the disadvantage says. No, I missed all 3.
All right.
Sad day.
And then now it is Patel's turn. She just lays there moaning weakly, bleeding out. But
she takes a turn to bleed.
Mercy killing time.
Freaking Pokemon dialogue. Freaking Patel bleeds. It is super effective.
Oh, all right. Wow.
All right, so I got a Byaki and a ghoul in front of me, right? Mm-hmm. All right, I'm going to shoot the Byaki.
Okay.
3 bullets. That's a hit. That's a hit. Wait. Yeah, 60. That's a hit. And yeah, all 3 hit.
Okay.
And then 9, 18, 22.
And you had your damage?
22.
Damage bonus?
Oh shit, I should have been doing way more damage then.
Yep.
So 28 points of damage. Cause it's 2 for each shot, I'm assuming.
Yeah, what's your damage bonus? 1d4?
No, that's combat, but my DB is +2 for the gun.
Okay.
So, 20 points of damage.
20 points of damage?
28.
2-8. Yeah, he lit him up.
All right.
You made all 3 shots?
Yes, it is died. It is died.
It is died. It is died.
Yes,
it is died.
It died of dysentery.
We tried to ford the river.
Oh, God.
That's how you always get dysentery in a fucking game.
The butts of certain Michael.
I tried to make a run for where I saw Patel ping pong, ricochet off the trees.
Ping pong.
Why?
Ping pong.
Why are you going over there?
Because he doesn't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on.
It's
and
mercy
I've
killing time.
Weapon?
It's mercy killing time.
Yeah, the harmless.
If she's alive, then I'm going to try to help her. As a doctor, I'm obligated to.
Sure.
Shit, we gave her some help. Them 2 trees gave her some help.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we cracked her
so
skull.
So you get over there, and Sydney's standing over the body holding the 7 bracelets and a bloody saber in one hand. Dripping blood, and you see 2 dismembered hands.
Flipping you all the bird.
Do I realize that it's actually Patel?
Oh, yeah.
I throw up a little in my mouth first.
But she looks different. She's older.
That's why I throw up in my mouth.
Oh, wow.
Because of her age?
Dog.
Wow.
She's so gross. Blah.
Wow. Old people are sick at that.
The one disease you can't cure.
The one disease. Anyways, I don't know. I check her pulse and basic stuff. Try to stop
the
bleeding.
She's got a weak pulse, but you can tell by the amount of blood she's losing. She'll be dead soon.
There's nothing I can do?
Medically, you don't know of any way to cure hands off, is it?
I don't really need to get her hands back on.
I mean, there's the Morgan special.
Just burn her?
Yeah, cauterize the wounds.
You're going to burn the entire person, though. Morgan, don't stop at the wounds. I stop at the wounds.
You know, a tourniquet would stop the bleeding.
Yeah, tourniquet.
You pull your tourniquet?
Yeah.
Dad, you handcuffed her. Right. She ain't got no.
So, yes, you effectively apply tourniquets and stop the bleeding, or most of it.
Yay, good doctor.
Are there still ghouls in Biak?
Yes, yeah. Fighting them in the other area.
Biatches?
Yes. With that, that'll take your turn, Michael. It is now Duke's turn.
All right. Let's see. What else is alive?
A Byaki in front of Gertie and two ghouls. One in front of Gertie and one basically in front of
Morgan.
Morgan.
All right. Yeah, ghoul, yeah. I guess I'll take a shot. I'll take a couple shots at the ghoul in front of Morgan. So, six shooter.
Is he fighting Morgan? No.
No, it's actually just getting off of the dead Byaki underneath it.
This is a for firearms, handgun. All right. I'm now. Yeah, I'd fake if I fucking missed.
Okay. All right.
But, hey, at least I, you know, maybe I distracted him, shit.
No. The Byaki in front of Gertie attacks again. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It got a three.
Oh, ow.
Oh, no.
Only 2 points of damage.
Okay, but I'm not feeling so good.
Join the club.
I haven't been in this position the entire game.
That's what she said.
First time?
What?
First time in this position?
I mean, we all got to mix it up sometimes, you know?
Right? All right.
What, y'all said it.
Mm-hmm. That is the only Byaki, so now it is Sidity's turn.
Wake your brain up.
All right.
Well, I'm going to try and help Michael cauterize the runes or whatever, because I actually don't want to kill Sarah. But at the same time, maybe gag her also, you know, just in case she wakes up, she can't start chanting or
that
shit.
That Umogwegwa shit might not include her hands.
Yeah, right. So that's what I want to do. So I want to attempt to save her life, but also not incapacitate, but, you know, make it so that she cannot.
So you apply a tourniquet to her neck?
No, a gag.
Yeah, sorry.
And then, like, tie her stumps behind her back.
Her stumps? Jeez.
All right, so yeah, you bind her and
I feel like you're just progressively, this is moving toward torture. You're like, we're going to save her, but we got to strap her to a car battery first.
What is she going to do with her stumps? Like,
throw hands.
No,
with
she
her
has
mouth?
No hands to throw.
That's right.
Look, if she wants to, you know, finish off her life later or whatever, that's on her.
She could literally throw hands.
All right, so you're going to spend your turn tying her up and gagging her.
My God.
And Anerman takes another shot at the Byaki in front of Gertie. It's a hit. It's also a hit.
Trust the team.
Damn, dude, that was some good shooting, Tex.
You guys are doing great.
10, 11, 18 plus 6 is 24. That thing is dead as dead can be.
Yay! You can't hurt me no more.
Woo.
Woo.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All right. So as that thing falls, I'm going to roll to see if the ghoul gets off reflex. Nope. And it crashes to the ground. It doesn't get pinned, but it gets caught up in the Byaki's wings, and it's struggling to get out, giving an attack of opportunity to Gertie if she still has bullets in her gun.
Yeah. Eight damage total for two of my three shots.
Okay, it's dead.
Yay.
All right. So the last ghoul, recognizing it is outnumbered, turns to flee, giving an attack of opportunity to anyone who has a gun out and ready.
Shoot it in the butt.
Can we just Bonnie and Clyde him?
You get one shot on the attack of opportunity, not three.
Also, no, we have a fucking GM trying to light him up.
So I can roll the 27.
You just pick the best one.
No, my green ones are the main one.
All right. Yep, 22 for Andermain. So roll damage. Mm-hmm. 11 and
that's
12.
12.
Yeah, we shot him in the back. He's dead.
Yeah. Ricky! Bah, bah, bah. Boys in the hood.
Ricky, yeah. Ricky, Tavi. And that was the last ghoul. Yay, luckily we all somehow survived this.
That
I'm pretty sure my car insurance is going to go up after this one.
It wasn't your car, so.
Ah, suckers. Oh, wait, I'm a black man who stole a car. Fuck.
Shit.
Stereotype.
Wait, we bought the car.
No.
Yeah.
No, we stole it.
No, we bought
no,
it.
We bought
the car. That's right. This is the truck.
No, y'all bought the car.
You stole it and crashed it.
I stole it and crashed it. That's how they're going to see it.
So the battlefield has cleared. Patel has not died. And you all are regrouping. My assumption is you're dragging her body over.
I got her on my shoulder.
Oh, okay.
Good just henchman. Slumped. Yep, yep. Henchman
style.
Do
you have the bracelets, the gin bracelets, Sidonie?
Okay. Have they come off of the hands?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
We left the hands.
Thanks for the hand.
Okay. Yeah.
No, Michael picked them up.
Okay. Michael has the hands.
Yep.
Yeah, of course, Azeroth walks around with spare body parts. We know this.
I'm germaphobe Azeroth, though, so it's like...
Oh, well, okay.
You're a doctor, Azeroth, so you know she might need these hands.
True. So, you guys get back to the truck. Your mode of transportation is dead.
Yes.
Well, guys, I think it's a little tanked out.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That wasn't a pun or a joke. That was legitimately bad. Like, it's tanked. It's done.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I wasn't trying to be funny.
Okay. I didn't understand.
The way that you said it was
You said it, yes, was very punny. So.
Oh. Well, right. I'm sorry. That's just my natural inflection.
Andermane moves the hair out of Patel's face. I'm going to say you laid her down next to the truck.
Mm-hmm.
He moves her hair out of his face. Yeah, that's about right. You cut off her hands? Now, baby, that's pretty dark.
Yes. Not your baby.
Hey, Butts, is it just weird that I'm half stock?
I just want to point out to Sidonie real quick that when I whispered that you wanted to marry him in his ear, that's when he woke up.
Oh,
just
my.
Just want to put that out there. So, true love fixes all, I guess.
I need to go throw up.
All right. So, I thought this might happen.
You thought what might happen?
I think the Kincaids pulled some strings and are bringing the rest of the old team to bear against us. They don't ever do anything half-ass, and they've got black military on everyone.
Mm.
The sword guy. No offense.
None taken. I am all black male material.
It's fully M-A-L-E.
That's right, damn it.
So you think we may have to fight Sword Guy and Trash Can and...
The Space Puncher?
Yeah.
Space Puncher?
Uni Malik.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
The other one who is just Gun.
No, he's just all that is danger.
I sense danger.
Danger will
Uni Malik is violence's middle name.
Well done.
Excellent.
I think there's a high possibility we're going to have to get him.
Get him good.
Get him good.
We are not an A-level team. We're not equipped for this.
You got any more of that magic spit?
Oh, seriously.
Sadly, no.
Fuck!
But I can tell you guys, you're twice the people they were. You can take them.
People, yes. Skilled, no.
You'd be surprised.
Oof. Let alone blood, too.
Screw that. We're legends in the making. Let's go kick their asses.
Yeah, I'm with...
That's what I'm talking about.
This is how our story is born. We go, wipe them out, and nobody even remembers the losers. They're the Washington Generals. We'll be the Harlem motherfucking Globetrotters.
Wow.
Did that exist then?
No.
I just invented it as the first black man ever.
I'm the
best
ever.
Yeah.
As the first black man.
That's what I am, the first black man to be. So as that, I pioneered this thing called Globetrotting, and they're going to start it in Harlem.
Sure.
All right, moving on.
Actually, I have an idea. Sidonie, do you have those bracelets?
Yes.
Give them to me.
No.
Trust me.
No.
Give them the bracelets.
It's not a proposal of
marriage. We need some magic
shit. It's to save your lives.
I give him the bracelets.
Do you hand them to him?
Two hands, actually.
Shut up. Shut.
That was terrible.
Shut your face.
He starts to mess with them, right? And you see actual, as he's pulling them apart, sparks coming off. It's like, ow. Ow! Asshole! And he sets it down on a rock and literally just picks up a bigger rock and smashes it until the metal's bent and warped, and then the little crystal inside breaks. And he says to the thing something in a language you can't understand, but it sounds like dry sand scraping over sun-bleached bones.
I'm familiar with that sound, yeah.
That is not Spanish.
It's not Spanish. And the creature stops and kind of coalesces in midair. It's a air djinn or a wind djinn. And it rasps something back That sounds like a hot desert breeze. They continue back and forth, and it eventually turns and wraps itself around Sidney. You feel like you are in a cocoon of warm but scratchy wind. And what you guys see is her lifting off the air about 3 feet. She drops back down, and she looks refreshed. As a matter of fact, you feel like $1,000,000.
That's right. 26 health points, baby.
So he begins 26. Breaking. Oh, and by the way, as soon as it drops her down, it streaks off into the sky. It is no longer visible for very long, but it's gone.
Goodbye.
And he starts doing it again. And he's mumbling something under his breath the whole time. If you want to roll for a mythos check.
By you, he's talking to Gertie.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's got to be mythos.
Yes.
Damn.
Oh, you can. You don't have to. Never mind.
Oh, I know I did 100.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You rolled 100?
I rolled 100.
That's very bad.
I know.
Roll 1d6 for your sanity.
I don't like it. Damn.
Three.
Times two.
Oh. Do I have to roll a second one?
No. You need a times two. Oh, you could roll a second one. You might get lower.
That was why I was...
But you might get higher. You're like dead middle. That sucks.
It's fine. It's fine. So right, I lost six.
You lose six sanity points. And you start gibbering to yourself.
Because I wasn't before?
Well, I mean in your private time. But, whatever he's saying is actually like an earwig for you.
Yeah.
And it's turning your perception just inside out. All the sharp corners are round and all the round are undescribable.
Why do you look like a block?
Indescribable, excuse me. My wife silently corrected me over there. Just loud enough that I could hear.
Yep.
Sorry.
All right. So yes, so now you guys, as Andermain's mumbling to himself, you all feel a little queasy. But...
Is it normal Andermain queasy or a new type of Andermain queasy?
New type of Andermain queasy, so... But you guys are steadfastly ignoring what he's saying.
I'm not.
So, and yes, Gertie starts swaying back and forth, gibbering to herself. And I don't mean a nice swaying. I mean like a violent hobo down on the street corner swaying. Sitting outside of 7-Eleven going, nah.
I'm recycling bin.
I'm not trash can. I'm recycling bin.
I'm going to keep my knuckle duster safe from crazy. I'm not getting jacked again.
So he repeats the process another time. And this time a misty, almost cloud comes out. They speak to each other in the voices of drowning men. And it drifts over to Azeroth.
Put my gun on.
And swirls around him. You beat violently at the air?
Yeah, I do.
It's like moving through water, like you're swimming underwater. As a matter of fact, it almost feels like you're drowning, but...
Oh, boy.
You're not scared.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, all everyone else here, when he says that, it's...
And we all know it was a pun, though. Like, I don't know what he said, but just as it
solidifies into what looks like a tight wrap of... liquid around him. He drops to his knees and it just slogs off. Go ahead and roll 2d10.
What's going on?
Roll 2d10.
Nine.
You recover 9 hit points unless that puts you beyond your max and then you're just max. So Anamine repeats the process, this time with a darker gemstone. Oh. Not really black, more brown.
Okay.
Oh, it's the element of shit.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know. You said kind of
brown.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what I was thinking. I was in shit.
It's gotta be a David shit that got stronger.
It's a stone gin.
I'm always rock hard, baby.
I
thought you were gonna say stone.
And we won't take it for granted.
No, not.
You're
both fired. Damn healing. There's a 6 and 0. Was that a 16?
Yeah,
16.
Okay, so 16. All right. Yeah. Once again, and this is a red gem, and he opens it up, and it's a It's a very resistant gin, much more fiery gin than the others. And it wraps itself around Morgan, who immediately starts screaming, "I'm on fire! Ah,
no!
Ah.
At last! Yes! No. Finally!" I wanted to be like, "Ah, hello, old friends."
Okay. it's more like a very warm.
Hello, old friend.
Like getting pissed on by the sun.
Just like that.
Just like the fire that kept me alive.
Interesting description.
And then it just flares off and flies through the forest. You guys can see it whipping between the trees.
Okay, I changed my mind. Magic is dope.
That is 17 points of hell.
Fuck yeah.
Who's back, baby?
I thought you said hell.
I'm at 17. No, I'm at 20.
The last one he pulls apart is a purple gem.
Yay!
Is it what kind of purple? Yeah, is it the good kind or the bad kind of purple?
It's a deep, deep purple.
Like a violet?
Light or dark?
Like Princess Purple Rain.
Just exactly what I see.
Yes.
Oh God, are we sharing a brain cell now? Yep. Are we married? Shit!
No, there's anything wrong with that. And not an energy, more of just like a quiet glow. Floats in the air and wraps around Gertie's head. Gertie, who's staring off into space, mumbling garbage to herself.
Garbage.
Go ahead and roll 2d10.
I got distracted.
Are you about to get, like, enlightenment?
Wait, does Andermain get healed at all? I mean, he was reanimated.
He already healed.
No.
He's thrilling himself back to life.
Reanimated. I don't know that you can consider that healed.
The power of love, your love, brought him back.
Yeah, you were.
I'm still going to go with that because that was just too good timing.
That's the medical explanation.
All right, no more of that ex machina shit. That's the last free pass you all are getting.
We're
going to
die.
I was ready to go. I mean, you're the one that gave us the freaking truck into the tree
thing.
Yeah,
no, that was great.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
not that any of you care, but Andermain just released 5 very dangerous beings back into the world.
5?
Yeah.
It was 7.
Yeah, I mean,
all right, we got 2 left.
What do you mean?
7 gin.
In case we need to deal with these gin.
Yeah, no, there's 2 left. I know how to count.
What? He holds his hands out. There's nothing in them. Did you hold on to them?
There were 7 bracelets. She had 7 gin.
And we killed one of them, so.
We didn't kill any of them.
The fire one?
Did you leave 2 of them on the corp?
On
the
corpse?
The body? She still got 2 on her?
You didn't heal Andermain?
No.
I thought we used 2 on
just
1.
No, everyone.
Why did she go crazy the first time? What happened with that?
She tried to understand what Andermain was saying, and by understanding it, she went, you know.
I thought the djinn was evil and, like, did bad things to Gertie, so we had to use a second one.
Naughty djinn.
No, that's not what I meant, but.
The wood djinn.
So just 5? No, I took off all the bracelets she was wearing.
Yeah, so there's 2 bracelets missing. Andermain?
I don't know.
What?
Where are they?
I don't have them.
What do you mean you don't have them?
He holds up the 5 wrecked ones.
Erected?
Wrecked ones.
Erect ones?
They're erectilely dysfunctional.
All right.
Well, we don't have time for this anyway. We gotta move.
Yep, I hope she doesn't have them on her.
That's just gonna have to be a problem the world's gonna face without us.
Meh.
Or maybe with us later.
Yeah, whatever.
Before we leave, can I take one more look around for Nutbuster?
Yes.
That's his gun.
It took me a minute to realize what Nutbuster was.
Please just call him Buster.
Nope.
Do I have to look under luck or spot hidden?
Spot hidden.
No! 75. Oh my god, I want my nut buster back. I hear it.
That's a 1.
Do you though?
Give me my. Wait.
I rolled 2 ones!
That's 11.
So he did. Why are you rolling? Oh, you're very advantage.
Yeah.
Did you roll your advantage by the way?
Oh, I didn't roll advantage. No.
No, sorry. I rolled a 1 and rolled another 10.
You only re-roll the 10.
Okay.
So.
Why do you have
25?
Red? Did you find it then?
Yes. Yes, it's under my medium.
Okay, and then he already found it.
Damn it! Wait, you have advantage on search?
We all do.
We
right
all
now.
Do.
We all do.
$48.
I thought that was just to see invisible shit.
No, on spot hidden and search.
Oh,
spot hidden.
Oh, so. Fuck! Then that thing's useless.
So, all right.
Found my nut buster.
He's like, yes, I can bust a nut.
Yeah. Other people's
bust
apparently him.
Some nuts.
Yeah. Not just right. The one, yeah.
So, just the one. Anyone have any ideas on how we can get to New York?
Well, how far off are we?
Sydney, how much money you got?
About 20 miles.
That usually solves this shit.
Actually, sorry, about 40 miles.
Throws money in the middle of the road, a limousine comes
up. Start walking. Till we hit the next town.
All right. Who's dragging the body? Sarah.
She's not dead, damn it.
I mean,
I'll lift this. This is Hitch 101.
Oh, I was going to say, are there some planks from the truck we could salvage to, like, use as, like, a...
Like a sled?
Sled or something.
I mean,
technically.
Possibly. I'm fine with leaving her here to die.
I'm not.
If we left her here, we don't know that she would die.
Okay, well,
that's
let's
the
finish
problem.
The job.
No, we're taking her with us. She's more valuable to us.
She
alive.
Had the option to not attack us. And
she
took
got her ass.
You're
going
to kill an elderly woman.
She took
woman.
The option to attack us with the option to kill us.
But now she is
de-handed?
De-handed. Disarmed and dishanded. So we have the upper hand if she tries to attack.
Stop saying hand. You're not clever.
She's still a person, and she's not a threat anymore.
We hope.
So as
she's
a doctor.
She's a threat as long as she draws breath.
Then we can have the.
You
want to
cut out a tongue?
Well, we
she
need.
She can't chant afterwards.
We need information from her first.
Ah, fine. Drag her.
Keeps her alive? Yeah, sure.
Well, we better get to walking. See if we can hitch a ride somewhere.
Slumped her over my shoulder for now. Let's go. I think that's somehow less suspicious than dragging someone on a sled, so. I'll just hoof it.
So, we're going to leave our intrepid heroes here.
Yes.
So they're about 40 miles north of New York proper.
South?
South.
North.
We overshot New York?
We did.
What?
I said the cabin was north of
New
York.
That's right.
So, yeah.
Shit.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
They had to go to the woods in northern New York. Mm. So.
But you guys are now making your way up PA back to New York City.
New York City.
And we'll see what happens next time. What kind of information we can get out of this unhanded sorceress. And figure out what happened to those two bracelets. I blame Duke.
Yeah, no. It went directly from Sydney to Endermin. It's Endermin.
Why you gotta blame the black guy?
I didn't say I was blaming the black guy. I was blaming Duke. You're black?
It turns out I'm not a short, like, 3 foot... Whatever.
That's
Asian.
Asian. From freaking South Mexico.
No, he thought you were Wolverine.
Not
right, yeah.
Comic
book
accurate.
Wolverine, yeah.
Honey Badger.
The Mexican staring frog of Southern
Sri Lanka.
And we'll see just what kind of trouble they can get themselves into when they finally get to New York and chase down this cult summoning a god.
We will fight the people summoning Hastor, and we will win!
Or die.
No, I won't.
I'll make sure of it.
Before we leave, he's just going to put a bullet in my head, isn't he?
Yeah.
We're going to fight them and die trying.
Yay!
Or Michael will.
Michael first!
All right, till next time, intrepid fans.
Hasta la vista. And that's real Spanish.
I mean...
Tasty banana.
Technically.
¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
Oh, for God's
sake. Have a great one. Just kill it.
Bye.